WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. Explosions heard. Some drones spotted in central Iran, home to an airbase and a nuclear facility. Even though there has been no confirmation, it was indeed a retaliatory strike on the part of Israel for last week's aggression by Iran. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Tel Aviv.
For several hours overnight, as we learned of those explosions in Iran, there was significant concern of an all-out war erupting between Israel and Iran. But as the sun came up in the region, Iran started downplaying the attack, calling it very limited, and Israeli government and military officials not talking about it at all.
In Italy, for a meeting of G7 leaders, Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterating,
"We're committed to Israel's security. We're also committed to de-escalating."
Israel has not said how an attack would take place and when. It appears the strike was limited to a military facility in the central city of Isfahan, not a highly populated area like Tehran. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. During a Thursday budget hearing of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson accused Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of repealing border policies implemented by former President Donald Trump and creating a catastrophe. State health officials are warning of contaminated herbs. The Department of Health Services issued a warning Thursday that packages of fresh basil sold at Trader Joe's stores were contaminated with salmonella. Basil has already been pulled from the shelves in 29 stores. And Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin next week. Harris will be in La Crosse on Monday. The Biden campaign says the VP will address abortion rights and the economy and health care at two separate events. It'll be Harris's third campaign visit this year. She was in Madison last month and in Waukesha in January. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and breezy. We'll see a high near 51. West winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, clear and frosty, a low near 31. Mostly sunny for Saturday, a high near 49. Near 59 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from an original family recipe. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 34 at our studios.
99.7
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope your Friday is off to a great start. Hey, it has to be. We're just about to another weekend. We can't let work or school get in the way of what's really important because we have our sights set on the weekend and nothing's going to stop us now, right? I'm Maddie Jones. We don't want to complicate this thing too much. It's Denise Williams now. Let's hear it for the boy.
Let's give a boy a hand, yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
Love Jack.
You say,
oh, tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
Every breath you take, there's the Police. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:12 right now, and joining me this morning, Jay Roberts. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, now that we have a little song about stalking to start our Friday, we're good to go.
You know, you really got to wonder what was going on in Sting's mind, right? Way back in the 80s, there were a lot of songs that were a little suspect as far as I'm concerned. Great music by the Police, but I don't know. Somebody should have checked in on Sting long, long ago. Maybe it was before he started his tantric yoga and, you know, got his headspace right. Maybe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you could be brought up on charges if you produced a song like that these days. So.
Right. You know, between that and, you know, you got Roxanne, you got the one, Don't Stand So Close to Me. Yeah, Sting was... Sting was feeling a few things way back in the 80s.
He sure was.
How's it going today? Anything new and exciting to report in your world?
You know, I decided, and I was a little bit concerned that I had waited too long for this, but I decided yesterday, even though the weather wasn't great, I decided that I was going to spread the crabgrass preventer on the lawn because...
That's exciting.
Yeah, and it's kind of been a topic the last few years, you know, like
sure.
We got to fight crabgrass. It's been a real issue. We got it. So, but the thing of it is, like, in this part of the country, we are really in kind of a conundrum because if you have crabgrass, it takes over your yard. Then when it dies off, it has already killed off the regular grass, right?
Right.
So if you want to seed your lawn, you can't seed it if you have spread crabgrass preventer because it'll prevent those seeds from germinating. So it's this kind of catch-22, like you can prevent the crabgrass from coming in, but then how is the new grass going to grow? So it's a multi-season thing, and I am not a very patient person by nature,
sure.
So this is a difficult, I'm kind of, yeah.
This is definitely a conundrum. Now, are you a yard guy? Are you one of those guys who likes to be out there making sure everything's all pruned and taken care of and, you know, planting the flowers and doing all of that kind of stuff?
So at our last house, we were fortunate enough to have built a house. So we had a new house. We had, you know, they had sodded the yard. It was beautiful. So I wanted to maintain what the builders had created, which was a beautiful lawn. Now, in our current home... No, our lawn is like the embarrassment of the neighborhood, and I'm not proud of it, but you know, I just
sometimes,
don't have time.
Sometimes it is what it is, right? Now, we're lucky enough to live out here at Goose Poop Pond, where the only thing that essentially grows because of all of the pine trees are weeds. That's the only thing we can get to grow out here. In fact, when we bought the house now 7 years ago, the owners had tried really, really hard as they were getting ready to sell it to make sure that the backyard looked lush and green. All that really did was created a whole lot of havoc, and really I think it basically made more weeds come up is essentially what happened. So our backyard is just awful. Like, we don't claim that part of the yard because we literally can't get anything to grow back there. It's insane. The rest of the yard is all wooded area, so we just kind of let nature do its thing. I mean, there's probably some landscaping in there. I do not have a green thumb whatsoever. Cactuses, you know, like all the hosta plants, all of that, they just look at me and they're like, oh, she's coming. Yeah. She's coming for us. So I just don't even try. I'm like, you know what? Whatever happens out there is going to happen, and that's pretty much it. So we just kind of let nature take its course. Now, luckily for us, we live in a pretty lush area, so it's gorgeous all the time. We don't have to try very hard between the ferns that come up and all of the natural flowers and all of that kind of stuff, but no, we're not yard people. In fact, we have barely any yard, and Corey Hartman takes his big old riding lawnmower out, like, makes two swaths a couple times during the summer, and then we call it a day. We're like, okay, we're done. Look at us. We did our yard work for the day. Meanwhile, everybody else out here is planting their new little shrubs, and they're manicuring everything nicely, might even be doing some pruning, and I'm like, nope, whatever the forest gives me is what the forest is giving me, because I'm not trying.
I have a thought on this, and I have actually legitimately considered this. You can always take the Brady Bunch route and do the turf, whatever that is, the fake grass.
I know. I've thought about that. You know, we've traveled to some areas that are very warm climate, you know, areas. And I was noticing when we were in Vegas this past week that there was a lot of, like, rocks in the front yards, you know, and then they had them landscaped with cactuses and all of these cool little desert shrubs. I was like, that's a potential. I've also been to some areas just like what you're saying. When we went out to San Francisco last year about this time, there were lots of people who had that artificial turf, and it looked amazing. And in my head, I was like, huh, I wonder how much it costs to cover like an acre with the artificial turf. Probably a little out of our budget because they didn't have very big yards. But I contemplated it for a minute. I got to tell you, I actually contemplated it for just a second.
I think it's probably expensive to lay real sod. So, and imagine what it would cost to lay down an artificial turf that you don't have to do anything with. But then there's the other issue, like, how long will it last?
Right.
You know?
Yes. We're a landscaper's dream. They know that they see our yard and they're like, oh, we could have a job for 6 years out there. I mean, that's literally what we have going on.
Right.
It's insane out here. You can't, sometimes the trees get overgrown depending on the year, you know, and how leafy they are. Cause we do have a few leafy leafy ones mixed in with all the pine trees. We have like these 70-foot pine trees, though, which pretty much take out really anything else around. Someday it's going to take out the house, too. I'm pretty sure one of them someday will take out the house as well, just because of how tall they are and how big they are. And we actually have one that we know should come down, but every time we get the invoice for that or some sort of quote for it, we're like, it might just be cheaper to get a new roof down the road.
Let insurance take care of that, right? Why not?
Oh man. So yesterday, I gotta say, it was an adventure of a day for us because we're getting back into the groove after being gone for a few days. There must be something crawling on my floor right now. There must be some little bug because Aspen has her sights set on something that is moving, and she is going to get that thing. I don't know how she's going to do it. It's through her kennel. Oh, yep, it's a little centipede, little baby centipede across the floor. And cute. She's like, oh, I'm getting it. I'm going to get it. She's in a kennel, so it's going to be really hard, but she's trying really hard this morning.
Now, I got to ask you about Aspen. So does Aspen, whenever there is something soft, whether it is dirty laundry, a blanket, a pillow, bedding, something laying on the floor, does she always lay down on it no matter what the situation?
No, okay. She thinks it's a toy and then she shakes it and plays with it and throws it around the house. I'm not really, there's something wrong with her in that respect. I'm not really sure why we do this. Her favorite place to lay is her couch. She has her couch and there is a corner of the couch that is specific to Aspen. And what I love about that is if anybody else tries to sit on that couch in that particular corner, she is completely out of sorts. She has no idea what to do. She doesn't know where to go. She's like, that is my corner. And then she will sit on top of you like, okay, this is my corner. And so I'm going to sit here because you are sitting in my corner. So she gets a little out of sorts with that. She also loves beds. She loves to be on the beds. Now, we don't allow her to sleep with us. She is kennel trained. So she only gets to be on the beds during the day if she happens to sneak in on one, because I don't love her being in the beds simply because I have allergies, right? And Aspen's a little bit of a shedder and I don't need that kind of hair in my bed. That's disgusting.
Right.
And so she likes to get on the beds though, and then she does this weird thing where like she hops and like pulls all the covers back at the same time. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen a dog do it. So she does this, and then she gets everything in this big mound in the middle of the bed, but she won't lay on the mound. She lays next to the mound. So you tell me what the dog theory is in that. I don't know.
Well, the thing of it is they think that they own the bed. It's not just, hey, you know what? Can I lease a little space of your bed?
Right.
It's my bed. I'm going to take all the covers off of it in one fell swoop. And that's what they do. Like my dog is laying here as well. And she is a bedroom sleeper. Not only does she sleep in our bed, but she sleeps under the covers of our bed.
Sure. Well, yes, of course. If you're going to be in the bed, you might as well go the full distance and make yourself right at home. So I totally understand that. Aspen is roomy though. And Aspen loves her mom beyond measure, which is good. I love that she's such a mama's girl, except when Aspen does sleep with me, and sometimes she'll sneak in at night if Corey's still up and I have to go to bed, she'll sneak in and she'll lay with me for a little bit. Aspen's favorite spot to lay is right up against my legs. That drives me absolutely bonkers. I am not a great sleeper. Because I have a lot of back issues, as we've talked about here on the morning show, I have to toss and turn a lot throughout the night. And I don't really ever hit a REM sleep because I consciously wake myself up to move. And when I do that and she is tight up against my legs, nothing makes me angrier than when I can't move and I'm trying to roll over. I love her to pieces. I let her stay there for as long as Corey's awake, but then as soon as he's ready for bed, I'm like, all right, that was fun. You need to go to your bed. And she sleeps so well in her bed. She really, really does in her kennel. She likes to lay in there even during the day with the door open. It's kind of like her cozy little spot when she just needs to get away from everything. And she loves her kennel and she has some of the best dreams in there. I only know this because I can hear her. And then some mornings when I wake up, she actually looks like she's chasing things with her little paws going. So she has really good dreams in there. She's right in front of a vent. So in the summer, she's nice and cool. And in the winter, she's nice and warm. So she loves her bed. She really, really
does. It is hard enough. You know, did you read that article the other day that was talking about how Americans are like sleep deprived more now than ever before? It is, it's a true thing. Like, honestly, if you ever want to know how sleep deprived your friends are, go on to Facebook Messenger at like 3 a.m. and you'll see everybody is online at 3 a.m.
Right. Yeah. There are some days that, you know, our regular listeners know that I am not a caffeine drinker in any way, shape, or form. I do a lot of water. Finn is a coffee drinker. I know you're a coffee drinker. And I told you yesterday, some days I regret my life choices. There are some mornings when I get up and I'm like, huh, you know about that no caffeine, no coffee thing. I could really rethink that one right about now. Today is kind of one of those days. Dexter started back in Taekwondo last night. So this requires us to go to Madison twice a week, which I'm totally cool with. It's an easy drive because it's on the Middleton side. So it's pretty quick drive for us. But yikes, you forget how old you are and how fast 4:30 in the morning rolls around when you don't get home until about 8:30, quarter to 9. I was going to bed last night. I was like, well, I just had dinner. Now it's time for bed. That's really kind of fun. I'm not very organized this week, though. I'm still coming off of that post-vacation stuff where I was looking around the refrigerator yesterday and I was like, huh, I bet you we could use some food, you know? Like, food's good. Sustenance for a growing teenage boy. My husband would probably like some food. Heck, I'd even like some food. There's more in here for Aspen than there is for us. So otherwise, it'll probably be a lot of slow cooker meals on the nights we have to be in Madison. But I'm totally not there right now. I've got to get myself all prepared.
Yeah, you come out off of vacation, and even if it's just a couple days or a weekend away, and suddenly you're, you know, propelled back into reality where you have to cook your own meals again.
I don't like reality, quite honestly. Sometimes it's just easier to live without reality, or adulting just in general. Sometimes that works out too.
Have you guys ever been on a cruise?
We have not. Now, here's my thing. I told you this yesterday. I am not a claustrophobic person. There's something about a cruise, though, that really, really bothers me. Like, I can't get somewhere when I want to. Now, I know realistically it's stupid because on a cruise ship, you have basically everything you could ever need, right? They're like little mini cities unto themselves. So it sounds stupid, but there's really just this thing that I have about cruises. Plus, everybody, I know this. Again, sounds stupid, and you'll get to know me better. I'm a germaphobe. Like, started way back when my kids were babies. They were thumb suckers. So anything they touched went directly into their mouth. So I was like sanitization station is what Corey always called me. And so everybody I've ever known who's gone on a cruise, quite literally, some of my really dear friends in this world, all of them have always come back and gotten really, really sick. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if that's something I want to do. We have never done a cruise.
My thing is, like, I am a cruiseaholic. I have been, my wife and I have been on, 16 cruises now.
Oh, that's 16? Awesome. Look at you guys go.
We have done a lot of cruising, but I'm also a germaphobe. I am the person that, and this is funny because people laugh, even like the biggest germaphobes will laugh at me for this. I'm the person that will typically flush the toilet with my foot at home.
Oh, no. I do that once in a while, too. Yeah. I mean, I've got a teenage boy. There's things that happen in the bathroom I don't want any part of or don't even want to know about. And then sometimes I look at the bathroom and it's not even that. I just am like, dude, could you clean up after yourself for 5 seconds? Yep. And Dexter and I right now share a bathroom. It's kind of how the house works. Corey's got his own little one down in the basement, and Dexter will sometimes use that. But for the most part, it's he and I upstairs in the big bathroom, because the entire bathroom is bigger than my kitchen. Go figure. I don't know how that works. We have a really small house. And so we have to share this bathroom, and I'll look around it sometimes and I'll be like, oh, this is not a girl bathroom. It's been overtaken. There's stuff in here. There's hair everywhere. I mean, kid sheds more hair than I do. There's deodorant on the counter. There's toothpaste out. And it's hard. So I understand the toilet flushing with the foot thing. I do that in public. I do it at home sometimes. And then I completely scour out my upstairs bathroom. That's how it always goes down.
Well, at least Dexter actually will share the bathroom with you. My daughter, Lexi, does not and the thing of it is, it's not like her private bathroom. It's our main bathroom upstairs in the hallway, which she has basically taken over for herself. So, I'm fine with that. I use the basement bathroom. I'm like Corey. Send me downstairs. I'm fine down in the basement. But she's taken over that main bathroom. So then when people come over to visit, Dad, can you please make sure no one goes into my bathroom? It's like, I'm not really eager
it's not
to
yours. Yeah. Like, you know, I totally get it. It's a teenager thing. I'm pretty sure at this point. But yeah, so this weekend is going to be a lot of us just recuperating because Corey hit the ground running when he got home from Las Vegas. He's been over Madison the last couple of days. They're getting ready for a new studio build in Racine, so he's going to be over there starting Sunday. He might come home for a night or two because they've got a planning process on Monday. And then, of course, he's got to get more clean clothes before he makes his way to Racine and spends probably a couple of weeks there building out studio. So I don't actually know what the game plan is, but I know we have to recuperate a little bit this weekend. I feel like, you know, with everything going on in life, Dexter starting Taekwondo a couple days a week, sometimes as he catches up because he quit Taekwondo 6 years ago. Now he's going back to it. So they're starting him where he left off, a red belt with a black stripe. And to catch him up a little bit because, you know, 6 years, there's a learning curve.
Right.
He might have to go like three times a week for a while. And I was just like, okay, I got to catch up on life. Like, I got to figure this out really, really quickly. Unfortunately, the weekend will probably be a lot of naps because that's how I'm going to catch up. And that really doesn't help me out a whole lot.
Yeah. So you have the sleep deprivation problem as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a great sleeper. I just not a good sleeper at all.
Same.
Yeah. Finn always is in awe because he's like, I can't believe you don't do any caffeine. And I was like, no, some days I can't believe I don't do any caffeine either. So right there in the same boat. Hey, we have to take a look at the forecast right now because this is a substantially better forecast for the next few days than it was over the past couple. At least we got rid of the rain for a while. So that's the good news. So yes, we're seeing lots of sunshine right now. Those clouds have already moved completely out a lot faster than I think anybody anticipated. In fact, a little breezy though later today with a high near 51, clear and frosty tonight down to 31, and then mostly sunny with a high near 49 tomorrow. Lots of sun and 59 on Sunday. All in all, not a bad weekend. Right now, it's 36.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
Cora Hatfield from Public Health Sauk County is here to talk about Nurse Family Partnership. Cora, can you tell us more about this program?
Nurse Family Partnership is a program that partners a free personal nurse with first-time parents to help give them the support, advice, and information they need during pregnancy and after the baby arrives. The nurses will visit with the parents from early on in their pregnancy and continue until the child's second birthday.
Wow. What do these visits look like?
So the visits are very client-based. It's really all about what the parent wants and needs. Some visits will include the nurses educating the family on pregnancy or even connecting them with local resources. But sometimes the family just really needs some support, and our nurses are here to give them that as well.
How does someone sign up for Nurse Family Partnership?
So any interested first-time parent that is less than 29 weeks gestation can fill out a referral form on our website, nursefamilypartnership.org, or they can call or text Michelle at 608-963-6115.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See CellPlus.com for details.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
99.7,
Unterliegt in der großen Stadt. Es war ihm wie bei einer, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, denn er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär. Er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money in die Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Up, my dick is fucking.
Rock Me Amadeus, there is Falco. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:36 right now. And boy, oh boy, Jay, there are some upset Canadians. I don't know if you've heard this, but this is a crazy story. So Tim Hortons, which has become like one of those iconic cult culture kind of chains, right? They're going to have to sell a lot of coffee to pay for this if it actually happens. But there's this guy in Canada. His name is Darren, and he got an email from Tim Hortons earlier this week telling him that he'd won a $40,000 fishing boat. It was the grand prize in a contest that they'd been running called Roll Up to Win. Now, as you'd imagine, Darren was pretty darn excited about winning some sort of fishing boat, right? Especially a $40,000 fishing boat. That's not a bad prize. Until an hour later when a buddy called and said that he'd also won a $40,000 fishing boat. Turns out the entire thing was a huge mistake. So Tim Hortons apparently told everyone that they won the boat, so thousands of people, if not more. They sent a follow-up email telling people to disregard the boat thing. Oh, no. See, that's this is where it goes all wonky. You don't tell people to disregard a $40,000 potential prize. Well, now there's a ton of angry Canadians threatening with a class action lawsuit. Someone started a Facebook group called the Tim Hortons You Won a Boat group. Nearly 2,000 people have joined it as of last night, and now they're all demanding boats. That probably isn't going to happen because the fine print says Tim Hortons has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there is any sort of error that happens to be made. It's like they suspected this could actually happen sometime down the road. They might still get something, though, all of these angry Canadians, because this has happened before, at least to Tim Hortons, just last year, in fact. In March of 2023, they told a bunch of people that they'd won $10,000 in cash. Each customer ended up getting a $50 gift card for all of the trouble. So,
I would say that Yeah, whoever is in charge of promotions for Tim Hortons needs to maybe move along into another career.
Yeah, I don't know. I love, though, that they went from $10,000 cash prizes, to here's a $50 gift card for all the coffee and donuts you can eat.
The thing of it is, when you win a prize like that, let's say, $40,000 boat, and I don't know how things are in Canada, but here, you're going to get a hefty tax bill for that.
Right?
So, it's like the Oprah Winfrey car giveaway thing.
You get a boat.
And you have to pay, whatever the percentage is in tax. Right? And I think it's pretty sizable. It's a pretty sizable amount.
I would assume so. I mean, like a lot of countries that have an even steeper tax rate than we do here in the United States, I'm going to assume that that's not a cheap bill either. But right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I just kind of want to go over and join the Tim Hortons. You want a boat group.
Right.
I think
just say, hey, I got an email, too. Yeah,
like Canadians seem uber uber nice, right? So I can't imagine like how big of a deal this has to be to anger the Canadians and what kind of like swear words they're using and things like that. They don't seem like they get as upset about those types.
Well,
of
no,
things
they
as
get
we do.
They get free health care. They can be.
This is true. I mean,
they're always in a good mood.
They've got the income to pay for the taxes on the boat, right? They're not paying for health care in their country. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You want a boat. I promise we will never tell you that here on Max FM. Unless it's like a little wind-up tugboat for your bathtub. Then that's maybe what we're going to give you, because that's a radio budget versus the Tim Horton budget.
Right.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at the forecast. Looks like we're going to see lots of sunshine today. It's going to become breezy, though, a little later on. But all in all, not bad. I mean, we're going to talk sun and some 50s for most of the weekend. In fact, Corey Hartman's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a personal property auction open house for Newt Lawrence, and it's in Avoca from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This auction features cars, motorcycles, tools, and much more. That online only auction will end Monday at 10 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Next week on Tuesday we have a local estate auction featuring antiques and household items ending at 10 a.m. Then on Thursday is our April farm consignment auction, another very large auction again. The online-only auction ends Thursday at 9 a.m. There's a preview at our auction facility on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Again, that is our April farm consignment auction ending next week on Thursday at 9 a.m. Check our website to view the catalog at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. A few postponements yesterday, but some events were able to get in. A few of the results from those events include the baseball team for Reedsburg falling to Edgewood 15-2 the final last night. Softball action, it was a big win for Portage over Sauk Prairie 16-3 the final in that matchup. And then in girls soccer, it was Central Wisconsin Christian beating Portage Poinette 9-1. Wanakee with a 2-0 win over Sauk Prairie. McFarland and Monona Grove tied, and Mount Horeb beat Beaver Dam 8-0. It'll be a bit chilly, but an extremely busy Friday for local events. The boys golfers for most of the area teams will be taking part in an invite at Reedsburg Country Club. Watertown is going to be hosting a track invitational that Baraboo will be traveling to. 4 o'clock, that gets started. There's a baseball doubleheader at Mary Roundtree Evans Field. The matchups that were supposed to be played yesterday now played today. 4:30 is the start time for them. Softball for the T-Birds will be at Mount Horeb. And then the soccer team is going to travel to Sparta. 5 o'clock for that softball game, 6:15 for the soccer matchup. Reedsburg Track and Field will be hosting an invite with Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Richland Center, and others in town. 4 o'clock, it gets started. The baseball team for the Beavers will be hosting Edgewood at 5, and the softball team is going to welcome Wisconsin Dells. First Talk Prairie, the Eagles also hosting a track invitational. 4:30, it will get started. Teams like Wanakee, Edgewood, Lodi, Monroe, Portage, and others will be in attendance for that one. Baseball is going to host Toma at 5. And then for the Portage Warriors, in addition to the events already mentioned, it's going to be their softball team at Lodi. 5 o'clock will be the start time for it. Busy day tomorrow as well. Be sure to check out the schedules for all the details. Brewers get back at it again today as they are in St. Louis to face the Cardinals. This will be game one of a three-game set. Freddy Peralta will get the go for Milwaukee, and Kyle Gibson will be countering for the Cardinals. 7:15, the first pitch. Cards are 9-10 for the early season. Brewers come into this one 11-6 for the year. The NBA 8th seed play-in games will be happening this evening. Bulls and the Heat will meet at 6 o'clock, and then at 8:30, it's going to be the Kings and the Pelicans. Winners of those two matchups will lock into the playoff field and take on the number one seeds in their respective conferences. And then the action gets started tomorrow with the NBA playoffs. 76ers and Knicks will open up play. Then it's Magic and Cavs, Suns and T-Wolves, and then Lakers and Nuggets to round out your Saturday. On Sunday, it's going to be Mavericks and Clippers. And then the winner of the play-in matchup for the East will take on the Celtics tomorrow at noon. At 6 p.m., it'll be the Bucks hosting the Pacers for their first matchup. And then following that at 8:30, the Thunder awaits the winner of that Western Conference game. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and breezy. We'll see a high near 51. West winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, clear and frosty, a low near 31. Mostly sunny for Saturday, a high near 49. Near 59 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from an original family recipe. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, 35.
99.7 Max FM.
7:45 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries next. If you're celebrating today or over the weekend or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her. Now I'm free, free falling. Yeah, I'm free, free falling. Now the vampires walking through the valley. Move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm free, I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm we'll be right back.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:49 right now. And Jay, I got to say, I don't know what I did eat my breakfast this morning, but I have a strawberry juice mess on my desk. It must have like leaked out of the strawberry and onto the desk without me knowing it, because now all my papers are covered. My cup is covered. But in a highlight of it, of the morning, Aspen has now had part of her fruit salad. She loves fresh fruit. She loves to share it with me. So every morning when I have my blueberries, my strawberries, and my banana, she gets three or four blueberries, she gets a couple bites of a strawberry, and then she also gets a bite of the banana. It's fruit salad time, and she stares me down until it comes to her mouth. I'm telling you, it's the craziest thing. She loves fresh fruit.
You're not one of the pet owners that will actually let their dog take a bite out of something and then you'll take a bite from it too?
No. I break little bites off for her, and then I go feed her through her kennel grates a little bit. Okay. Yeah, because she's got a wire kennel. So then she sticks her little snout through there, and then she eats the fruit right out of my hand. It's very, very sweet. But don't ever drop a blueberry, I'm telling you, because that will send her into orbit. And then she looks at it like, hey, it got away from me. And then you got to make sure she gets it back, because it's just kind of how Aspen is. So
does she also like vegetables too, like, you know,
not as much? Well, I mean, that's kind of how I am too. I'd much rather have the fruit than the veggies.
But she'll
eat carrots. Now see, Aspen's a bit of a special girl. She's got some sensitivities to foods, so I actually have to make her food. It's this long sorted process that we went through because she was just not at her 100% best. Did a little testing on her, found out that a lot of the preservatives in dog foods just don't agree with our girl. So the vet and I decided that it was probably just best if we just make her homemade food. So I've got my little list. I know the concoctions that we need, all the right proportions. She can't do any beefs. She can't do like some of the other food, lambs. She can't do anything like that. She can't do any like chicken organs, like the livers, the hearts, anything like that. Yeah. Aspen can only eat turkey meat and chicken meat, and that's pretty much it as far as proteins go. So we throw some eggs in there, and there's some fresh veggies. So when I make her food, I use my food processor, but it's like shredded carrots that I food process up and things like that. And she loves her food. She loves her food. So she's very content now this morning. She had her fruit salad. She will not lay down until she gets her fruit salad. And apparently I got strawberry juice everywhere, so I'll get that cleaned up in a little bit. Just taking care of my space is all. No worries. Hey, it is time for birthdays, though. It's the big weekend list. And boy, this is a great list of celebrity birthdays. But we'll remind everybody as we go through the famous side of things, that if you're celebrating this weekend or know somebody who is, maybe birthday, maybe anniversary, all you have to do is text us to let us know. 355-9970. So this is a big list, so we're going to jump right into the very top of the celebrities with Simu Liu, who I love. He was the star of Shang-Chi. He's the superstar of that movie. Such a fun Marvel movie. It was pretty much the last one we ever saw. He is celebrating his 35th birthday. My Dexter was a huge Marvel fan for a really long time, and then somewhere along the way they just kind of lost him with some of the bad storylines, some of the plots. And then of course on Disney Plus you have to continue to watch all of the different shows that they badly create in order to stay up to date with anything Marvel, and it just it kind of lost him. It escapes him now. Were you guys ever Marvel fans to that degree, or are you still Marvel fans? Okay.
No, never really got into it. I don't know. There's a whole like subculture of life that I have missed out on. I'm going to have to do that again on the second life.
There you go. Getting into the Marvel. I mean, once you get to a certain point, you can go on living your life, though, because it got kind of wonky after a while. Maria Sharapova, who is a Russian tennis star. She's gotten in trouble for wearing really short skirts and grunting loudly on the tennis court.
Oh, yeah, she's loud.
Yeah, she really is. One of her grunts, in fact, was measured at 101.2 decibels, which is actually louder than a lawnmower. She is celebrating her 37th birthday today.
Wait, she's not 15 anymore. I always think of her as a teen tennis star.
I know.
Like, I suppose eventually you grow
she's
up.
She's been at the game for a really long time. It's kind of like Serena and the Williams sisters. When they retire, because was it Serena who just recently retired? I believe so. Venus is still playing. But when she retired, I was like, really? Is she old enough to? Yeah, no, she's been playing since she's been a kid. So that would check. But I want a job where I can retire at like 30.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Here I am, 45, still working. I'm long past my due date. Comedian Ali Wong is celebrating her 42nd birthday. She played Amy on the Netflix road rage drama Beef, which won tons of awards this year at those award ceremonies. You also know her as Doris on American Housewife. Troy Polamalu, who is a retired Pittsburgh Steelers superstar safety. You might also know him from those Head & Shoulders commercials. Now, in one of the Head & Shoulders commercials, Troy actually mocks Minnesota Twins catcher Joe Mauer, which it happens to be Joe's birthday today, too. He's celebrating his 41st birthday. Troy is 43. So there you go.
You know, Joe Mauer is one of those people, too. When I think of him, I think, oh, he's 20 years old.
I know. But yeah, 41 for Joe Mauer. My goodness. He had a great career. I think I'm allowed to say that, even though I'm a, like, you know, cheer for the Brewers. I think, right, I can appreciate other, yeah, good athletes. Speaking of sports stars, Tony Romo also celebrating a birthday this weekend. He's the retired Dallas Cowboys quarterback turned commentator. He is celebrating his 44th this weekend. Kate Hudson, who is Goldie Hawn's daughter, she is celebrating her 45th birthday. I mean, come on now. I think we can give Kate Hudson a little bit more credit than that. She's had some really, right, great movies over the years. I love Kate Hudson. I think she's quirky and funny. Yeah. Let's see. We've got James McAvoy on the list. Love him. He was in His Dark Materials. He was Professor X in four of the X-Men movies. He was Bill in It Chapter 2. He's also the guy with multiple personalities in Split and the Unbreakable sequel Glass. He is 45 years old this weekend. James Franco is on the list as well. Yeah, he's got a little overrated as far as his career. And then we found out he's just kind of an abysmal human being, maybe. Maybe a little handsy with the ladies, that type of thing. He's, yeah, celebrating his 46th birthday this weekend. Joseph, don't call me Joey Lawrence, is celebrating a birthday. He is 48 years old. Of course, we know him best as Joey Russo on Blossom. Actually started his career, though, on Gimme a Break with Nell Carter. That was one of my favorite shows as a kid. And then he went on to star on Melissa and Joey with Melissa Joan Hart, who I think we just talked about this week as well. Yeah. He actually came in third on the third season of Dancing with the Stars. He is celebrating his 48th birthday. Stephen Marley, who's Bob Marley's son, is celebrating his 52nd birthday. Probably one of the few celebrities who truly appreciates being born on 420. Of course, yeah, we're going to talk about 420 after the kids go to school next hour. So be ready for that. We got a whole bunch of fun stuff with 420. Carmen Electra is celebrating her 52nd birthday. Shamar Moore is also on this list. He just recently wrapped up his role as Hondo on the SWAT remake. He also broke millions of middle-aged hearts when he left Criminal Minds. That's one of my favorite shows. He's celebrating his 54th. Rob Riggle is also 54 this weekend. You know him best from SNL. He was also on The Daily Show. He played the cop who tasered Zach Galifianakis's face in The Hangover and the teacher forcing Dave Franco to sell drugs for him in 21 Jump Street. We have Ashley Judd celebrating a birthday this weekend as well. She is the mom in the Divergent movies. Most recently, she was CIA station chief B.B. Yates on the epic series Berlin Station. Now, I love her mom and her sister. Of course, they, yeah, were the Judds, the famous duet. Now Winona is going to continue performing, even though Naomi is no longer in the world. So that's, mm-hmm, kind of cool, I guess. Maybe a little sad at the same time because they were such an amazing duo together.
Yes.
So. Let's see. Who else do we have on this list? It's a big one. Marion Suge Knight is celebrating a birthday this weekend. He is 59 years old. Now, he is the founder of Death Row Records. He has since gone bankrupt, and he is a convicted felon. He's locked up and serving a 28-year prison sentence for running two guys over with his truck. And it turns out that Suge Knight has actually come into the news recently, being wrapped up in the Tupac murder. If you remember last year, they, yeah, actually think they found the guy who killed Tupac. And now, with the P. Diddy Puff Daddy story, Suge Knight's name is also coming back up in headlines.
Yeah, he's had a tough go, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's kind of like those gang members never left their roots, you know? Right. I don't know. There's something about that. It's going to be interesting to see how the whole P. Diddy Puff Daddy, because I don't know what he goes by these days, Sean Combs, yeah, who knows? It's going to be interesting to see how that eventually wraps up, because that looks like it could be a sordid, almost like Hollywood-type screenplay is what that sounds like it's working,
oh, yeah,
its way into.
I'm sure, goodness, it will be.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've always known he was kind of one of those guys in Hollywood who people either loved him or he's always had kind of that reputation. And now he's bringing a whole bunch of other names up, too. So it's going to be fascinating. Andy Serkis, who played Robert Pattinson's Alfred in The Batman, is celebrating his 60th birthday. Now, this guy has a really long resume. He was also the arms dealer in two of the Marvel movies, Avenger Age of Ultron and Black Panther. He's also the guy whose voice and movements were captured to create Gollum for the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies. He was Kong for the King Kong remake, Caesar in the Planet of the Apes movies, and Supreme Leader Snoke in the new Star Wars trilogy. I mean,